The views expressed on this program are those of the individual participants and not necessarily those of WVUD or the University of Delaware. Welcome to the Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark. Each week, WVUD hosts different artists to talk about the music they play and the lives they lead. Stay tuned for the Music Room on WVUD.
Well, good evening, everybody, and you are going to have a wonderful time here in the Music Room, where we're going to be joined by Boston-based fiddler Laura Cortese, and she's going to talk about some of her projects and some of the stuff she's put out recently, and I just can't wait to let you hear her music, so here we go. And joining us on the line is Laura Cortese. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. We just played for them I Am the House from your 2013 release, Into the Dark. Tell us about that song and that release. And...
Yeah. So that album, now it's like, I feel like every tune, every note of it is like part of my being. I've played them in so many crazy places. But that particular song is a poem. It started as a poem by my good friend John Beaton, and I have put another one of his poems to music before, and I just think his poetry has a rhythm to it and that just suits melodies really well. So I wrote a melody, and for him it's really about place, and that is one of the things I connect with about the poem, you know, about thinking about the way the place is responding to everything that's happening to it. We spend so much time thinking about the people, you know, and it's a nice to take a moment to think about something else.
I think one of the things, though, that track shows is To me, there's an interesting sense of rhythm in a lot of your work and also a real sense of drama.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are, I've always been a dancer. You know, I grew up in my family lore, this moment where I was watching the Nutcracker on television as a three-year-old, and I told my mother I wanted to break open the television. And my mom said, no, no, Laura, we cannot break open the television. Then we cannot watch the television. And I was like, but Mama, I want to dance with those people. And that, you know, for me, rhythm and groove and movement has always been something that's part of who I am and part of what excites me. And so therefore, of course, all the music that I make, I hope that it gets someone at least grooving in their chair a little bit. And, you know, with the drama thing, I'm just, you know, I'm a fiery person. So I like to feel the highs and the lows, and I like to really experience things, get in the middle of it. When I travel, I like to, you know, stay at a person's home and see the underbelly of a place. And, you know, I think I'm drawn to those kinds of things.
You are the third, I'll call her, Boston female fiddler we've hosted here in the Music Room. We've had Kimber Ludeker and Hanka Castle Block on before. I mean, that is such an amazing scene up there with so many fiddlers from so many different traditions.
It is. I moved a few years after Hanukkah, and Kimber moved a few years after that to Boston. And, you know, Hanukkah and I both moved to study at the Berklee College of Music, and I think Kimber just came to be, you know, to soak up the scene that's there. But there's so many great music programs that it keeps drawing, especially through the Roots program at Berklee, it keeps drawing the best young Roots musicians to study, and that keeps refueling the scene. But in addition to that, we have these stalwart musicians that have been in the Boston area, you know, certainly in the 80s and definitely some of them before, that just feed the local scene and make sure that it stays there. You know, even with the influx of new energy, and they're sort of like a grounding element. We're very lucky.
I think, to me, one of the things that's just remarkable is just the fusion of all the different styles. You know, Irish, Scottish, Kipikwa, Scot, Norwegian, Swedish, even Emerald Ray doing Welsh, American Old Time,
yeah.
Bluegrass. It's all up there.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's sort of, at least with the fiddle, I think of it as, you know, we get these, I don't exactly know what to relate it to, because my thing was always the fiddle, but I imagine it like trading cards, you know, baseball cards, or it's like, well, you have that one, well, do you know that one? Like, you want to just play tunes as long as you can. You want to connect with as many people as possible. And so when someone gets excited about a certain genre and they start bringing those tunes to the table, the rest of us, we've got to learn them so that we can, you know, soak up the melodies and just be with each other and be able to play together. And so I think as each new person has had some sort of exciting passion, or someone comes to study at Berklee that's a Swedish fiddler, like, of course we're going to learn that music, you know?
I think one of my favorite things to do is to play for a square dance or a contra dance, and I get the sense that's something you love as well.
You know, it's interesting. I have played for square dances and contra dances, and I have enjoyed doing that, but I'm such a big fan of crooked tunes, and I'm such a big fan of songs that I tend to spend more time in environments where someone could maybe do like flat footing or something that doesn't necessarily require
right.
a square tune, or, you know, the spontaneous combustion into contra dance more than the orchestrated, you know, actual event.
Yeah, I hear you. But, I mean, for me, it's just so much fun to that whole building up. I mean, you're having fun, they're having fun. You're having more fun because they're having fun. They're having more fun because you're having fun. And I get the sense that's what your concerts are like as well.
Yeah, for me, it's definitely about creating a circuit with the audience. You know, if I send a bit of energy out and I don't get energy back, you know, I send some more out until I hit wherever they're ready to give back, and that's when it really starts to flow. And that is true. That happens with dancers. That can happen with, you know, listeners. But that's what it's all about for me.
One of the things that you do that I think is a whole lot of fun is you do a lot of, I guess I have to call it cross-cultural collaboration and sort of cross-pollination. It's sort of you're one of those people who's advancing the folk process, not preserving this is just how Tommy Jarrell played it.
Right, right. Yeah, no, I mean, that's definitely, for me, what excites me is creating new things. And I have met so many incredible musicians throughout the years that come from all these really deep, rich traditions, but that also are inspired to, I think because of what I was saying about, you know, wanting to have more and more tunes to play together, sometimes you get sick of the ones you know. And, you know, one option is to learn more, and we do that all the time, but another option is to write a new tune and to teach it to your friends and to constantly be fueling the fire of what we're going to play together as a group. And so when I meet someone else that has that same sort of voracious appetite for melodies and that wants to stay up all night playing tunes, you know, I take note. And I specifically, on my most recent project, All In Always, I was sort of honoring the musicians that I've met over, say, the last 5 years who, where I was really in a deep sort of song moment, you know, writing songs, singing traditional songs, excited about singing what voices do. When I would meet up with these particular people, they would really pique my interest instrumentally on the fiddle. And I wanted to sort of follow that connection and energy with them and write tunes inspired by the way, you know, they would draw me in instrumentally and ask them to contribute tunes and really build something off of that exchange. It's not the same as singing songs together or singing or orchestrating something with my band, but that's really about these, you know, ultimately fleeting moments that you have with someone like from another country, and you get 1 week together or you get 2 nights together and that you're at the same festival and really sort of capturing that energy.
Now on All In Always, which you put out last year, it's you end up collaborating with musicians from 3 different countries.
Yeah, you know, and it's funny that you say I put it out last year because I've kept it secret. I've had it. I finished it a year ago, but I actually didn't release it to the world until, like, it's just right now that I'm sharing it far and wide. And I just began sending it out to radio. So it's like, it was like this little secret package I had for myself. And it was Spain in Galicia. That was my first stop. I did a 10, sort of 3-week trip. So 7 days in Galicia in Spain, 10 days in Stockholm in Sweden, and then another week in Quebec. And in each place I worked with 2 or 3 musicians from those cultures and countries that I have had met over time. And we just showed up, arranged the music, and recorded it all live. So we didn't make any edits. We just took it as it was, playing live in the same room. I think there's one overdub of clap on a track just because there wasn't an isolated space.
Well, I'd like to let people hear the last track off of that record. That I assume it's one of the Swedish ones. Mangaskrina? Did I say that close to correct?
You did say Mangaskrina, which means moon road skating. So this word Mangasa in Swedish is the on a lake that's very still when you have a full moon, or any size moon, but especially a full moon, and it makes that road that you can see on the water. They call that, they have this word Mangasa, which just means moon road, and then Skrina means this, it means skating. So imagine if it was a frozen lake and you were skating. And it's interesting, the tune composition was inspired by the Swedish musicians, but I actually decided to record it in Quebec with the Quebecois musicians. And I actually have some B-sides that I'm going to be releasing in another month or so to the people that have, that you know, who I know in the world that have already purchased the album, where we actually did also record it in Sweden, and we took one of the Quebecois tunes And recorded it with the Swedish musicians. We took one of the Swedish musicians' tunes and recorded it with the Quebecois. So there's about three different tracks that are not on the record, but are also part of this sort of cross-pollinating collaboration.
Well, let folks listen. So we were all skating on a frozen lake somewhere in Sweden, eh?
Exactly. I've never done that, but I sure hope to. I've been visiting in Sweden in December, and it's dark, but my friends, they have skates, and I think it's possible.
Well, I want to give you a chance to talk about the newest project that you've got going on right now.
Yeah, it's funny, this All In Always that I did was sort of in between projects of what I consider my main focal point, which is work with the dance cards. And Into the Dark, we were already touring as the entity that would become the dance cards when I released it, but we didn't have the band name yet. We weren't really sure who was going to be in the band type of thing. But when we got in the car to tour Into the Dark, it just felt like a band. And so we did that for a few years. And then once we gave ourselves that name, we had a contest. It was great. Strings, right? Cello, two fiddles. And Marielle Vanderspiel, who played fiddle in the band, decided to go back to school. She's getting her master's in arts administration. That's very exciting. And she's doing graphic design. She's actually going to do the design work for the next Dance Cards album. But we got about a year ago, in Sweden, in fact, the new lineup of the Dance Cards, Jenna Moynihan on fiddle, and Natalie Bourne on bass, and then still continuing on with Valerie Thompson on cello. We started touring together full-time as this quartet, upright bass, cello, two fiddles, everyone sings original songs, and we started arranging music for the very first ever Laura Cortese and the Dance Cards album, which we started recording in July, and we're working with producer Sam Kassir, who's done Joy Kills Sorrow, Lake Street Dive, Bee Demon, Josh Ritter, amazing keyboard player. And what I really love about working with him is that he's, some producers superimpose their ideas on top of yours, but he's always saying, what did the bass player play there? What's that line? Oh, I love that line. Let me see if I can double that on another instrument so that it really pops out. He's really focused on what is unique about this, four voices, stringed instruments, and, he said they could be a string band one moment, a string quartet the next, and an indie rock band the next, and it all sounds authentic coming out of these four people. So we Sam has just been a really great fit in that respect, and we're going to the studio one more time in September to finish it up, and right now we're running a Pledge Music campaign, pay for Sam.
And people can find information about your project and a link to the Pledge Music from your website, which is?
LauraCortese.net, LauraCortese.net. And we'd love to meet everyone. We're actually out in San Francisco right now playing here on, this week. And so it's like we're always touring around. It's always great to find new pockets of people who like this kind of music.
And there are all sorts of fun premiums that Laura Cortese and the Dance Cards are offering. I think one is a baking party. Another is, a bicycle tour of Boston.
Yeah, we have a baking party. I'll take you on a bicycle trip. I'm pretty obsessed with my bicycle. So I'll take people around on my bicycle and take them to my favorite ice cream place or coffee place. We have a couple parties. We'll compose you a tune in your honor. All sorts of things that are just our way of saying thank you, and also our way of doing the things we love and sharing who we are, with the people that are supporting our art.
Well, I think looks like it's going to be a really fun album from a really fun band. Thank you so much for taking time out to chat with us. Our pleasure. Let's let them, the folks at home, listen to a preview from your new record, which will be called War.
We recorded this in November, just to check out if Sam was a good fit, and he was.
And it's called California Calling from Laura Cortese and the Dance Cards. Thank you.
California's calling to me. She's calling to a song. California sleeps so pretty, her knees tucked in behind Nevada.
Thanks for listening to The Music Room on WVUD. For more information about this and other episodes of The Music Room, including selections from the interviews and information about the music, visit us online at sites.udel.edu/TMR. Tune in next Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. for another episode of The Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark.